Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, if I were to be asked, how do I view South Africa's agricultural economic performance in the first half of 2024? My answer would be that it is mixed. Firstly, before I explain what do I mean by that or how do I arrive to that judgment, let's segment South Africa's farming economy into three important subsectors. The first and the largest one, which accounts for roughly half of our farming economy in South Africa, is livestock and poultry. Then you have horticulture industry. Horticulture industry, this is where you have your fruit, vegetable, floriculture industry. And you have your field crops. Field crops encompassing maize, soybean, sunflower, sugarcane. That's your whole basket of field crops. Now, to judge the performance of this sector, one would have to look at each of those subsectors about how they performed in the first half of 2024. Starting off with the horticulture, fruit and vegetables and floriculture, I would say the first half of 2024 has been reasonably positive. Yes, we have talked about droughts, heat wave, and all of the unfavorable weather conditions. But still, if you were to judge South Africa first half of 2024 and say, how's the fruit and the vegetable industry done? And you look at the volumes that the industry has produced and some that we managed to export, you'll see that this has actually been a fairly positive start of the year. The reason for that is quite simple, being that we irrigate all of our fruit and vegetables. And the dam levels in South Africa are at healthy levels, having benefited from the excellent rains at the start of the season from October last year all the way into the end of January. Because the drought that we talked about, it was more of a midsummer drought that intensified between February all the way to the end of March. And beginning of April, we did receive some bit of showers again. Now, utilizing that water and appreciating that South Africa for much of this year did not struggle with intense load shedding like we saw the previous season. So farmers were able to irrigate and have an excellent season. Yes, there are areas, for example, if you talk to farmers from the Midlands regions of the Eastern Cape, that's your Fort Beaufort, all the way that side, they will tell you that some of their fruit had a bit of sunburn. But looking at everything in aggregate, I would say that was a minor part. Yes, it had certain farms that it negatively affected, but looking into the entire industry, citrus industry now, I would say they did well, but the whole fruit basket was in better shape. The other improvement in the first half of this year is that Transnet, which the fruit industry heavily relies on for exports, has also seen much better improvement over time, to an extent that if you look at our export activity, that too has been encouraging. Now, if we move a little bit from the horticulture industry and we look at the livestock sector, I would say in the livestock industry, this has been a recovery period. We talked about animal diseases, for example, foot and mouth disease in cattle, African swine fever in pigs, avian influenza in poultry. All of these had a massive impact in South Africa's horticulture industry last year. Cattle farmers struggled, pig farmers struggled, and some that were most hard hit were the poultry farmers with that avian influenza. So there's been some problems there. But since the start of this year, we've seen that the industry is in a recovery period. Even if you look at the numbers that are coming out of the poultry producers about how they are doing in terms of their business conditions, they look positive. It looks like something is going well. They are in the recovery path. Not that everyone is making money, but I think we can acknowledge that the industry is on a recovery path. And yes, for cattle farmers, there are new challenges. For example, in the Eastern Cape, foot and mouth disease in certain farms. But again, when you look at the country in totality, I would say the industry is on a recovery path, which is why if you were to see what happened at the start of this year where Saudi Arabia and the others began opening up their markets for exports of South African beef industry. That speaks to that improvement in animal health in South Africa. There's a lot more work that needs to be done over the coming years, but the point is that the industry is on a recovery space. But if you then now move forward and turn your eyes into the field crop industry, this is where the midsummer drought had a major impact. Because now when we're thinking about field crops, this encompasses your maize, sunflower, soybean, sorghum, dry beans, sugarcane, and wheat. These are all the field crop, but there are summer grain and oil seeds production that takes place between October each year all the way to the end of the season, around about July, August, which is the harvesting. But the most critical period for all of these is at the start of the season, October, as the farmers are planting and they require moisture. And also around the pollination stage, which is usually between February all the way to mid-March in South Africa. And during that particular period of the pollination, South Africa struggled significantly with the midsummer drought, which caused significant damage. And we see that in terms of the yield. And this was not the question of that farmers planted less, because if you were to look at the area that farmers planted this year, which is the 2023-24 production season compared with the previous season, they actually planted more area this year compared to the previous season. But in terms of the yield expectation now for summer grains and oil seeds, and again, to be specific, this encompasses maize, sunflower, soybean, sorghum, groundnuts, and dry beans. The production of this is estimated to be at 16 million tons. Looks significant, and it does meet South Africa's annual needs. If you think about maize, we will meet our annual needs. But this is down 20% on a year-on-year basis, which again speaks to the significant impact of this drought. Now, judging these subsectors then, you can quite see that the horticulture industry doing reasonably well. And indeed, I didn't mention the wine industry is part of this horticulture, verticulture. The wine industry also doing reasonably well. And then you have the livestock and poultry recovering. And you have a huge knock that is in the field crop subsector. So in a way, this is the mixed judgment that I was talking about to say I would see our farming economy as that. But if one takes a step back, though, and look at the numbers that many people like Statistics South Africa and the others have been releasing, you will see that for the first quarter, for example, of this year, South Africa's gross value added grew by 13.5% quarter on quarter, seasonally adjusted. There was a base effects issue there because the sector had contracted in 2023. But also, it mirrored that robust performance in the horticulture industry, in the livestock industry. And the impact of the drought is something that we think that will start to show in the second quarter figures and more intensely in the third quarter figures, because this is where the harvesting actually happens of the crops. So you have a year where in the economic numbers, if you're looking on a quarter by quarter, it's starting positively, then it slows, perhaps maybe even go to the negative on a third quarter, and then begins to recover again towards the end of the year. And this story of a first quarter that is robust is even true if you're looking at the trade figures. Because South Africa had, for example, in agriculture, a trade surplus of roughly 20% at the start of this year. If you look in our podcast, we have a segment where we talked specifically about what was going on in the trade, what were the products leading that, and some of those products are actually those fruits and vegetables and wine. The issue of the grain and that poor harvest is what you will see coming up at the mid second quarter and going into the third quarter. But the story doesn't end there, because if you look at the employment conditions in the sector, at the start of this year, jobs in agriculture, for example, were up 6% year on year with about 941,000 people employed. And even if you had to look at it on a quarter by quarter, to say last quarter of 2023, first quarter of 2024, jobs were up 2% in agriculture. Again, wine industry, fruit industry, livestock industry still resilient. And there were other people also that were employed within the field crops, because that impact of the drought had not fully filtered on the financials of the farmers, which is why we fear that mid-year employment condition could soften in agriculture. So that's the broad economic condition of the sector. But another remarkable thing, though, when you're thinking about our sector, is that if we were to take a step back from the macroeconomic data-driven insights that give us a sense of what really is happening on the ground, and you look at the emotion and the sentiment of the farming businesses, business bosses, farmers that are the major farmers in a commercial level in South Africa, and you ask them how they feel about the business conditions in the country. Majority of them that we survey in what we call the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. This is an index that measures the mood in the farming sector. They feel quite downbeat about the business conditions at the moment, to an extent where we see a disconnect between the economic data and the mood of the sector. That, though, can be explained by a number of things. The drought impact to those that are in the livestock industry perhaps may be more emphasized in this, but also some long-standing issues in South Africa related to inefficiencies in municipalities, network industries, roads that are not properly maintained, a number of those. But the most significant one being also around elections, because we did this survey somewhere between the 10th and the 19th of June. And at that time, I would say there was still no strong view about whether the government of national unity would be formed and how it would look like. So that was something that was still out there for debate. And I would say that too, the politics have caused uncertainty. So on a balance of all of those factors, one can understand why the business farming business bosses were feeling quite downbeat about the business conditions in the country. But I think if you were to do the survey now, perhaps the mood would have changed amongst themselves. But also the prospects of the sector, though, going forward, we are more hopeful that agriculture is going to a better path. For example, we are exiting now what we call the El Niño weather phenomenon, which had caused this midsummer drought in South Africa. And the weather forecasters globally, and even the South African Weather Service this Friday, in fact, on the 5th of July, they came up with their report signaling that they now see signs of La Niña. The international weather forecasters have already been talking about the La Niña weather event. Now, La Niña usually brings massive rains across South Africa, and it's excellent for our farming sector. Now, if we move then towards that, one can hope that there will be an improvement in weather conditions, better rainfall, and perhaps farmers also will still be able to access capital and continue with their farming businesses. Although I must say that those that are in the summer grain and the oilseeds, particularly central and the western regions of South Africa, they're heavily impacted by the drought. They will feel the financial pain of that. But I think on balance, things are improving, and the outlook for the sector is looking fairly well. And I think that the sentiment also may improve, but that's something that we will judge as we do these surveys, depending to what business bosses view as the major issues in that they are facing when we assess this. But I think overall, first half of the year 2024, I would view South Africa's agricultural economic conditions as mixed. Horticulture, livestock doing reasonably well, field crops under pressure, jobs still holding on fairly firm, exports still holding on fairly firm, but there may be difficulties in the second quarter figures come out, and the third quarter, fourth quarter should be a recovery path. The way ahead is looking well, weather conditions are promising, and if farmers go back to their fields, we should be able to do well. But all of those long-standing issues that are related to infrastructure, rural crime, inefficiencies in municipalities, those are all policy aspects that need to be resolved, because ultimately they weigh on how the sector performs, and they weigh on the mood and the level of investment, and even the rural towns that we are farming in. So those are things that needs policymakers' attentions. With that, folks, let me end our podcast for this week. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. But also follow me on socials. I post regularly things that are related to agriculture economy here at home and across the region and global sometimes. You'll find me under Wandile Sihlobo across all socials. But also follow us, the podcast, at Mkokeli Podcasts on Twitter and on other platforms. Thanks for listening.